sharp, the responses are never dull, and the damn host don't get the name right. But we are speaking to Anne Hessian. Yay! Phrase, she is a wonderful lady. She got a great sense of humor. I love her dearly. She is a energy healer and intuitive, but a coach and a business-minded person. Now, Phrase, don't get it twisted. Because someone has a spiritual intuitive gift doesn't mean that they have to be a pauper. That doesn't mean that they don't understand.
Say that again, please, for the people in the back.
All right, right. You don't have to be a pauper, okay? You know, I remember my pastor at church telling me one time, he said, Sister April, you know, saving souls is big business. And money is energy, brains. I'm going to say that again. Money is energy. It needs to remain fluid. People are not going to promote you, market you, come to you for shit and giggles. They need to eat just like everybody else. But when you have these special gifts, you feel that you are so in line with source that you feel that there's an obligation to do these services and not charge for them. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of philanthropic work that I do, and I'm sure that Anne does as well. But you can't eat good intentions. And so what you want to do is you need to know how to package this. You need to know how to tell people what you provide. You can't just say, oh, you know, I got pixie dust, abracadabra, and poof, this is going to show up. It don't work that way. What services are you providing? You got to be careful of your guarantees because there's a liability. You are holding someone's hopes and dreams and aspirations in the palm of your hands. That's a big responsibility. So Anne is going to talk to us about packaging all of that, what the business of saving souls is and giving this intuitive information, as well as some of her intuitive gifts. Let's welcome her to the show. How are you, Anne?
I'm doing fabulous. This is going to be fun.
Tell my brains a little bit how you show up in the world.
Happy to. So I am, I sometimes joke I'm a little bit of a unicorn because I'm super woo-woo, right? I'm an energy healer. I'm a medical intuitive. I move people's energy around and then they tell me they get better. And, you know, I mean, I'm super woo-woo, right? And have been for decades. But I'm also a sales expert. I'm a salesperson in sales. And if you know any energy healers, you know, most of them are basically like allergic to sales and business and anything to do with it, right? It's just not their thing at all. And so I have these like two sides of me, right? I have millions in sales to my name from one-to-one conversations with people, like just actual sales, you know, like being a salesperson.
Right.
And I do this healing work. And so a few years back, I decided to, it's actually interesting. I'm doing healing, my healing practice. And I built like a six-figure energy healing business, which not a lot of energy healers can say, right? And then I'm over here, I'm doing sales. And it was like, I was honestly a little bored because neither one of them was using enough of me. Does that make sense? You know, that thing where it's like, I got more. But when I brought them together, that's when it started using all of me. And so I created the business that I have now, which is really helping other energy healers and coaches and other like, you know, heart-led, soulful people who have these gifts, want to make a big difference in the world, but really struggle with the business side. I help them actually create a business so they can make a big difference and but get paid well to do it. So
absolutely,
that's how I show up in the world.
Well, you know, a couple of things that you said that I want to touch on. Sales is not sleazy, brains. Sales is psychology. You sell to value. You fill in the white spaces. Where people are blank, you color that in, okay? You provide a service. And if you can't provide that service, then you go on because there's 8 billion people on the planet. And somebody's going to need your service, okay?
Yeah, not everyone is going to buy your stuff. That's okay. You don't need everyone.
The thing is, being allergic to sales, everything you do is sales. Your personality, your charm, your handshake, your breath. The clothes you wear, the conversations you have, everything is a sales job. You're always sending out your representative. So why not heighten your frequency and do it for the right reasons? And again, like I said in the opening, you are holding people's hopes, their dreams, possibilities, their fears, their anxiety in the palm of your hands. Don't be playing with people's lives, okay? Because it will come back. I don't believe that karma is to teach you a lesson. I don't believe it's to harm you because you've harmed someone, you're going to get harmed back. But there is reciprocity, okay? And it will come back to you in one shape, form, or fashion. Am I right, Anne?
I do believe that. I think that's part of how we create our reality, right? In how in how we treat people and the intentions we go in with it. And most of the people that I, it's funny that you're saying that, right? Around a lot of people I find that I work with who have these amazing gifts. Like they really can make a change in people's lives. And they, on the one hand, they know that, but they still, their self-doubt, their self-worth issues, their fear of like, but what if I don't? Like, what if people don't get the results they want, can keep them sort of paralyzed. And where they are afraid to go out there and to charge for it. And it's really a shame because the reality is you're not actually responsible for fixing everybody's problems. You are responsible for doing the, if they're hiring you to help with an issue that they're having, you're responsible for doing the very best you can, right? And you can't guarantee it. You can't, and I'm very upfront with that. With, you know, when someone comes to me, if it's for, whether it's for healing work or coaching, you know, I'm very 100% that I can't guarantee results, but what I can share is the track record. I can change, I can share how it works, and if it makes for, sense for them, I'm happy to work with them. And it's that fear of, oh, but what if they're not happy? Keeps people, one of many things that keeps people from actually actively selling what they do. And it's one of the things I try to help them get past, because it's a shame. Look, sure, some small percentage of people that work with you may not get the results that they wanted. That's just how life is,
That's life,
right?
and you know
That's
what?
life.
But what
Yeah.
people have to accept too, Ed, is you got to show up and do the work. Damn it.
You
I
do.
can
You
tell
do.
you how to get there, but if you never get in the car and turn on the ignition, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's especially true for more like the coaching kind of work, absolutely, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I want to ask you another question. Another not stumbling block, another deterrent is religious doctrine.
Sure.
Because this is looked at, people say woo-woo, some people say energy, some people say spiritual. Some people say witchcraft, some people say demonic sources. Well, my thing is, I believe the spirituality and religion can go hand in hand. I do believe that.
And they are not the same thing.
Right. Okay, they're not the same thing. But also, you can get tricked up in your religious doctrine to where it can have you suppressed too, that you can't think. What you have to do is read it for yourself, know yourself, ask the right questions intuitively. If you work with Ann, you work with me, you work with Kim, you work with Bob, and it don't feel right, baby, leave it alone. Leave it alone. It's not for you. But
Well,
it's
and yeah, and there's a
healing
difference
something.
between, so as I said, there's a difference between something feeling challenging to you and it feeling wrong,
Right.
right? And so you, the stuff that it's challenging, you want to keep going with that, but it just feels wrong. Like that's where you want to be like, no, this isn't for me. And we all just have to say that for ourselves, right? And the, you know, the religion piece that you're bringing in, you know, I mean, there's such a thing as religious trauma, right? And I've worked with plenty of people where, you know, they were inside of a certain some religion or other that really harmed, that actually they were harmed, right? And or they were actually, you know, what they were taught about their gifts was that they were, like you said, that they were wrong or they were not of God or whatever, or that it's wrong to charge for them. That's another thing that comes through religion sometimes, is that if you have a gift of healing, that you shouldn't charge for that. That would be spiritually wrong. So all of those different things can really make it very hard for people to actually just embrace what they do and charge for it out in the world and make the difference that they want to make.
You know, that word healing is a big $25 word. I don't know personally if I would use it. I would say coaching, mentoring, mastering, indoctrinating, including those type of things, but actual healing, because again, if the person doesn't do what they're supposed to do, or if it's not a part of their soul contract, and you know what the soul contract is, if your soul contract is at its end, you know, there may not be a healing. This might be a part of the the transition that you have to go through to get to
I
where
mean,
you
that's the
want to
thing.
go.
We don't know, right? The journey that other people are on. We can do our best to work
So
with
I'm
it,
glad
but
that you said, you know, that you don't make any guarantees.
yeah, no, I
Tell
never
me
would.
a little bit about how it works. You know,
How which part works?
well,
You mean about energy healing work or more the helping people to offer what they do?
I'd start with helping people because there's a couple questions that I want to ask you in that. But go ahead. You know, how does this really help people, and how are others gifted with the insight and the intuition to connect with someone like you and I? You don't know me from a bean, you know, a hail of bean. How do we connect?
Well, I can answer for myself at least, right? So, but just to step back, like sort of one step back from where to me, I make a big distinction between coaching and energy healing work. I do both of them, but they're two very different things. Coaching is, you know, it's asking questions, it's holding space for people, it's challenging them, it's holding them accountable, it's teaching them things, it's mentoring, it's all those things. And energy healing is quite a, first, it's a huge umbrella term. There's many things that go inside of it, but it isn't the same as coaching, right? Like when I'm doing actually energy healing work with someone, I'm literally getting in there in their energy field, and I do it over distance, and I'm, you know, clearing energy. I'm clearing trauma. I am affecting their body at a cellular, you know, at a cellular but an energetic level. And so it's a very different thing where I'm actually doing the work, right? So they're really different things, and I bring both of those in to what I do. So that's the first thing, just to like make that distinction. And I do use the word healing, but I pretty much always, at least most of the time, I put energy in front of it just to make the distinction. Energy healing, because I don't want to make any confusion with medical. Or, you know, that's not where what I do, right? So I think that's a really important distinction to make. And then I want to get back to the question you were asking that I said I would step back, but now I can't forget. I know I don't remember what it was. Do you remember?
How do you connect
Yes.
with
Okay.
someone?
So that gets into the intuitive piece,
Right.
right? So personally, I don't think I'm any more intuitive than anybody else. I think I've just put the time in to learn to trust my intuition. And I think that's really, really important. So I think we're all intuitive. I think everybody has the ability to just tap in and just read the energy, know and get messages from the universe, however you want to call it. But most people don't trust it. And the trusting is the work. It's the hard part of intuition is actually learning to trust it,
Right.
and to, right. And so I'm just someone who've put some time in, and you've put time in, right, to learn to trust your intuition. But I really don't think, and it's one of the things I think is so important for people to get. It's
Well,
I don't think it's something that only some people can do.
I've
I
put in
think.
the time to understand it, but I've always put in the sweat equity to learn the lessons from it too.
And
Because
that
sometimes,
too. It's like anything else, right? But I really want people to understand. I 100% believe, like if you're listening, you're like, oh, I wish I had intuition. I'm like, I believe you do.
Right.
And you got to put some time in to
Absolutely. So
learn
how
how
do
to
you
trust it.
charge for that? How do you know, oh, okay, well, we charge $100 for every 15-minute insight, or you know, I don't know.
We charge per insight.
Right. We charge per download, you know. Practical application. I don't
It's an interesting question. You remind me of a friend of mine who was a philosophy major, and he used to joke about opening up like a store where we would sell maxims and parables and things like that. Different people work differently, and there's all, like I said, that term energy healer or intuitive healer, whatever. It's a huge umbrella term. It covers shamanic journeys and shamanic healing. It covers, you know, it covers Reiki. It covers just many, 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 many sound healing. So many different things, right? But when you're talking more like the straight up intuitive stuff, like reading Akashic records, that would be an example of that, right? Or medical intuition, where you're doing your what's usually called medical intuition. You're actually just reading and telling someone the energy that you're seeing in their body. How most people charge for it is a session, right? They say a session, and they say a session is a certain amount of time, and they do as much as they do in that time period. I mean, just on a purely practical basis, that is how most people charge for it.
Okay.
That typically works well. And most of the time people do multiple sessions with someone because it's valuable, and they're either seeing results or they're finding the information really valuable, right?
Now, how do you write that off on your taxes? You know, really, do you put out your IRS taxes on, you know, this is a 1099 and I've made $100,000 because I've been able to do it, you know, energy intuitive reading.
Well, so you're talking on which side, like the person who's doing the work?
No, yeah. I'm talking about the business side of the person that's actually doing it, because again, a business is a business. Mm-hmm. If you're selling widgets, donuts, mm-hmm. or energy, you yeah. got to be above board all the time. This is not your
absolutely.
Personal, this is not your personal slush fund, brains. Don't think that they can Venmo
no,
you, would... you, and you're not accountable for that, because that is bad energy and that is bad juju when you try to lie and cheat and steal on top of a gift. Right, Anne?
Absolutely. You know, it's like any other business. You report the income, and you'll also have some level of expenses, right? For whatever you do. I mean, typically for most people, honestly, most energy healers I know, they do work remotely. Most of them don't have like a brick and mortar. So that means you don't have as many expenses as you would if you, right. you know, were right. doing that. But yeah, I mean, it's like any other business. You're going to report your income.
I mean,
you're going to declare your expenses.
You're going to have write-offs like marketing material.
Absolutely. Marketing.
PayPal, you're going to have an accountant. You're going to have
software subscriptions. You need, your website, your scheduler, you know, all of those things. Really, just like any, from a tax financial point of view, it's very, very similar to, say, having a coaching business. Like the types of expenses you would have would be very, very similar. And, you know, there's many, many, many coaches out there, and it's very similar.
And the reason why I bring that up, Brains, is that you might need to get a loan. You might mm-hmm. want to buy a car. Mm-hmm. You might want to buy a house. They're going to ask for the numbers. Mm-hmm. And then you have to justify that.
So, you do. You got to say, here's what I earned. Look what I earned. You want to be proud of it. Don't,
absolutely.
Don't lie. When you lie about your income energetically, you're saying no to more income coming in. That's how I look at it. Declare it all. Declare it all proudly. And take every expense you can legitimately take.
Right.
Have a good accountant. He'll save you some money.
Exactly. Let's talk a little bit about medical intuitives. That's walking a fine line.
It is. I mean, the term, I first heard that term, I'm going to say 30 years ago. And I remember when I first heard the term, my thought was like, that's really cool. I wish I could do that. Like, again, right. That was before I started to realize, oh, I do have that, some ability. I'm more intuitive than I realized. I mean, I think that I don't know, like I've never really researched it, but I think the term kind of mostly came about through, Carolyn Mice and her work, that she did with, what's his name? Harvard guy. They did a lot of really, you know, studies about that, and her ability, and then she's taught many, many other people to be able to tune in and see what's going on. And some people don't want to use that term, but I feel comfortable using it because, again, it's got the intuitive in there, right?
Right.
So in terms of using it as a term, personally, I'm comfortable with that. Not everyone is. But in terms of, I would say, in terms of like good practice, what you're doing, if you have some ability in that area, is you're never diagnosing, you're never talking of, honestly, I would never even use the name of a disease, right? You simply describe what you're seeing, right? You're just like it that, and it isn't always seeing, like it's not visual for me. Honestly, it's more, I sense things differently. Some people
So you would
have
say,
things.
and I don't know, this is just a disclaimer, you know, brains, we are not trying to diagnose. I'm just trying to get clarity and do a deeper dive in that. So you might say something like, I see your aura is a certain color, or I see
Yes,
there could
you'd
possibly
simply
be,
describe what you're seeing, or like I said, getting.
I can feel that there might be a blockage, you know, in the throat
Yes,
area. You might want to have that
exactly.
checked, you know, is your hearing or your gut issue. You're
Yeah,
pointing
exactly.
to a particular area of energy. She's not telling you, oh my God, you are pregnant with six tuplets. I can see
Never do
all of
that.
them. Yeah.
If, I would never do that. If I did, if I had a sense that someone was pregnant, I literally would probably say, that's what's kind of coming up for me. I don't know if you are, but that's what's coming up for me. I think you should go take a test, right? But I'm just going to tell them that's what's coming up for me. So yeah, you might say something like, again, it would depend if you're someone that's more visual, like, there's some, there's like some darkness over there, in that left lung area, is that a place where you have problems? Or so you would be simply describing what you are sensing or seeing or getting, kind of thing. And of course, you also, I mean, I never, as in my healing work, I never work with people unless they have signed a consent form, which includes a disclaimer, which is like, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, this is not a substitute for medical care. You do want, it's very important that you have your ducks in a row on that and not just be like, oh, people will just know. It's like, no, you need to be really clear that they know what it is what you do, and what it is you don't do, and that you are not diagnosing, and they should not, and this is not a substitute. It's not a substitute for medical care. It's a great
Because
adjunct to it,
people
but it's
in
not a
vulnerable
substitute.
situations like that, even love relationships, they are looking for you to, you know, oh my God, I went to, you know, Anne and we had a reading. She went back to my Akashic records and she saw a man that I had been in love with, you know, two lifetimes ago, and he's about to resurface. I mean, they go in hard. They go in hard and they think that when they come to you, that a lot of times people get it misconstrued. Instead of looking for insight, inspiration, and maybe clarity, they're looking for their hopes, their dreams, and their manifestation.
Yeah, and they're looking to be told what's going to happen,
Right.
or they're looking to be told what they should do. And it's that's not my job. And it's not my job also for the other healers and coaches that I coach and mentor to help them build a business. It's not my job to actually tell them what's going to happen or exactly what to do either, but to help them create a plan, right, based on where they are and where they want to go, and using my expertise to help them have a strategy to get there, right?
Okay,
But
so
same thing.
when you're looking for someone to help you with this, just like a counselor, a doctor, what are you looking for? What is what are like three or four things when you are working or seeking someone's consultation in this area, be it, you know, a coach or an intuitive healer? What characteristics are you looking for in these individuals?
So I think that for it's I'm going to say it's actually I think it's quite different if you're looking for a coach, especially like a business coach, is other kinds of coaches too, versus looking for healing work. So I'm going to answer it a little differently. As far as healing work, I think that you need to I generally recommend that you have a conversation with them first before deciding whether you want to hire them. And most people are happy to do that. They'll have like a free consultation as an option, so that you have the opportunity to ask them questions, and they should be asking you a lot of questions, right? If someone wants to have a consultation with me, most of that thing is I'm asking them questions to try to understand who they are, what they're dealing with, how long that's been going on, what they've tried, what their goals are, right? So you really want to see if it feels like a fit. And if it feels like to you, the kind of work that they do, because again, energy healing, huge umbrella term, lots and lots of things under there. Does it fit for you? Does it sound to you like, you know, like something that you want to do? Seeing, you know, having someone what they do is they go on shamanic journeys and do some healing for you and get you information through that. That's wonderful work. I love that work, but that's not for everybody. Some people that would be like, no, that just sounds weird, you know, and they
right,
might be
right,
more,
right.
Right. And they might be more interested in, you know, just, you know, Reiki, which is just like a transmission of, you know, pure source energy. And that might fit for the meta. So the type, there's so many different types of healing work. It's one of the things that I think is really exciting about it, but it's not all a fit for everybody. So what the person themselves needs to feel like they're a fit for you and the kind of work that they do. And I do think it's also good to see, you know, what level of experience they have. I mean, that's a factor for me, but I wouldn't make it the only thing, because I've known plenty of people who, you know, were early on in their journey as a healer and was still doing extraordinary work, right? So it's a factor, but I wouldn't factor it too much. I think with coaching, it's a little different, because coaching is more helping you do something, create something that you want to create in your life. And it is more that you're going to have to do the work. I mean, literally with energy healing, there's some level of the client doing work, but mostly the healers, the energy healer is actually doing what they're doing for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coach, you want to build a business? You want a business coach? Guess who's going to do most of the work? Really all the work. other than the strategy and stuff. So, you know, you want to have someone who, like, you know, they've done what you're, you don't have to, an energy healer who's working on you doesn't have to have had the same health issue that you have,
right?
Right? But if I'm hiring a business coach, I want to know that they've built the kind of business that I want to build, right? They have the know-how, they have the experience, they understand the different strategies, they're up to date on what's working and marketing and sales, right? So I think they're very different things. So depending on where you are and what it is you're trying to create. Help
that
that
makes,
helps.
That makes yeah that makes perfect
Yeah.
sense, you know.
Yeah.
And I look at things like your gut instinct.
Yeah, that too.
Follow
Yeah,
your
does that
own
feel right?
intuition. Yeah, you follow your own intuition, the sniff test. Do
Yeah.
they, you know, are they sometimes, and I, you know what, I'm not being Debbie Downer, I'm just telling you my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I found that people have come to me wrong and I've had to, you know, read them their rights and tell them that you're not here to fix me. You can't fix me. I fix me. And they ask too many questions. And then when we get into a deeper conversation, all they do is reverberate or regurgitate what I've just told them. So I don't see anything new. So be very careful and heighten your listening skills.
Yes.
Listening your skills. Listen to what someone's saying. Don't overtalk them and don't overtell them. You want to see if there is something that really connects, that's insightful. Example, my dog was kidnapped and eaten by the coyotes. And I had an animal intuitive that was on my show. And I didn't say much, you know, I told her what happened. And she said, well, it's unfortunate. She said, but he said that it was a quick kill. He said that there was someone there to receive him. He said the person had gray hair. He said, thank you for rescuing him. I didn't tell her that. She said, and you were the best mommy ever for 13 years. I didn't tell her that. She said, and he had a respiratory problem. And I said, yes. She says, and thank you for the lean. Well, I don't know. Your street vernacular is like a codeine cough syrup that kept it buzzed. And when she said those four things, bingo, I knew that she was legit.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, I didn't have to tell her that. She knew that. So I was really listening to see if I could connect. Now, there are, you know, things that you're going to need to guide somebody to. You know, they may see, I see a woman, you know, with gray hair. Well, that's ambiguous. That could be anybody.
It could be a lot of people.
But she has a mole on her face. Okay.
Yeah.
That narrows it down. So it's different type of things. So again, work with that. When it comes to coaching, me personally, I look for a coach. I want to see what I am looking for exuding out of their pores.
Yep.
I want to see their financials. I want to hear some testimonials. I want to see some accountability. I want to challenge them like they challenge me, okay? They're going to give me a strategy, but tell me how to implement that strategy. You're going to talk about, well, you need to go and, you know, advertise. Okay, direct me. Give me a little bit more meat, a little bit more insight. Who? Help me figure out who my target market is. Help me figure out the correct price point. Direct me to reading materials.
Yeah, those are things that can be really hard, especially if it's your first time and you haven't had a business before. Those things are really hard, right? But they don't have to be if you have some guidance, if you have someone who's done it before and can. And the other thing I'd say, especially, I mean, I think this is true about healing too, but I want, if I'm hiring a coach, and I always have a coach. That's why I'm successful, is because I don't try to do it on my own. I always have a coach, and I have an amazing coach. I want to know my coach is not just, you know, wanting to help me and wanting to do a good job, but I want to know they're bought into my vision. They're bought into what it is I want to create. They think what I want to create is important, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And that to me that's priceless.
Absolutely. So let's ask you some fun questions, because we've done the deep dive and all this kind of stuff. If you could time travel and past, present, future, where would you land?
It's just a quick hit. Is this just like a quick see something and I could go anywhere, anytime?
Yeah.
Well, it's different than going and wanting to and living somewhere.
Yeah, you can just pop in for a minute, you know, 6 months, a year, a couple hours even. Where would you go?
A couple hours. It's funny, you know, somebody asked me this once, and the first thing that came to mind, and I think I'll have another one too, but I will tell you the first thing. The first thing that came to mind was, it's completely ridiculous, right? But, well, I guess time travel is anyway. But to be there when they landed on the moon. I don't know why that came to me, but I think it's something about that idea of being able to look and see the Earth from space. There's something about that. And, you know, most people who've done that say that it changed their life. Just that thing of being there and like seeing it. But I'm like, right. I'm like right now in the moment, I'm moved by that. Right. Okay. So.
Okay. So now what planet would you be from?
What planet would I be from?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would have to be Venus, the planet of love. Right?
Would you? I would time travel to the future, and I'd probably be somewhere like Saturn. I just like the rings. I like the energy. I like
rings
the
are amazing.
I like the power. Yeah, yeah. I like
rings
Saturn.
Are very cool. Yeah.
If you were an appliance in the kitchen, what appliance would you be?
Oh, what appliance would I be? I don't know why blender is coming to mind, but I do really like to mix things up. So I guess that's why.
I said I'd be the refrigerator because I just want to chill.
Yeah, there you go. I like making stuff happen.
I know. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
Well, there's a lot of animals that I would love to be. The first one that came to mind, actually, the first was a raccoon, because I just love raccoons. I've raised them, like I've raised orphan baby ones when I was a kid, and
oh,
they're
wow.
just the coolest animals. They're so smart and they're really cool. So that came to mind. So and they're very smart. So that came to mind. But also an elephant.
Yeah, I'd be an elephant too.
I think if I really had to choose, I think it came to mind more because they're like one of my favorite animals, raccoons, but to actually be an elephant, fascinated by them, including in their whole, like their social relationships and everything.
Right.
Absolutely fascinating.
Well, I'm leaving for Thailand in a few weeks and I'm going to an elephant preserve. So I will definitely come back and
Yay!
Back and show you plenty
Yay.
Of pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, I got to throw in a whale. That'd be really cool.
Okay. All right.
Another very complex social relationships and very
Absolutely.
Intelligent, right? I think whales are like kind of angelic. So I think that would be really fascinating.
What's your superpower, Anne?
I really, 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 no kidding, think everything's possible.
Okay.
I really think anything's possible.
A possibility? Right. What makes you cry?
I cry very easily when I'm just moved, right? Like I'm moved by the beauty of something or of someone and by connection. So there's that. There's the that's the best cry, right? That's the good cry when you're just genuinely moved, touched to your heart. So that's the thing that makes me cry the most. But, there are also things that make me cry because it's just really sad.
Yeah.
But right.
That's good.
But
Good
I
cry.
am moved to tears by my heart being touched. It just happened a few minutes ago. So,
Well, good. I'm glad I was part of that experience. That makes me feel good. That makes me
was
feel
thinking
good.
about seeing the earth,
If your words had an odor, what would they smell like?
Lavender. Pungent, but also calming.
If your thoughts could radiate a color, what color would that be?
Violet.
So you're into the purples and the blues and the
Purples and
rest of the
blues.
triangles. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. What kind of music do you like, Anne?
Oh, I like a lot of different kinds of music. I really do. We're going to a classical concert, Bach concert tomorrow, live. And I love jazz and I love just good, pop rock. I just have very, very, very varied tastes in music. I like a ton of variety.
Okay. And what do you want your legacy to be? How do you want to be remembered?
I want energy healing work to be incorporated into and accepted all over the world to actually change how healthcare is done and delivered, and healers, and my particular contribution to making that happen, because there's a lot of things that need to happen for that to become our new reality. It is, there's a lot of that happening now. There's hospitals where you can get Reiki and but my particular contribution to making that happen is actually the business side of it. It's the helping the healers to have the confidence and the skills to be able to do what they do and make a living at it. So, because without that, right, it won't matter what other changes happen in people's just acceptance. The healers need to be able to do, to get out there and do it and make a living at it. And that is what my legacy will be.
Well, I'm sure that you are well on your way, and there are many that will be able to attest to your gifts, be it coaching, be it intuitive healing, or teaching people how to package this and sell their gifts. Tell my brains how to get in contact with you. And also, you have some upcoming events that you do, twice a year. Tell us a little bit about that as
I
well.
do. I have a fabulous event that is specifically for energy healers and only for energy healers. It is called SOULD, and that's spelled SOUL, apostrophe D. And it's a 3-day online event for healers. So if you reach out and connect with me on my website, you can learn about that if you're a healer and you are looking to make a bigger difference in the world. And a great way to be able to get in touch with me is through my website, which is soulpreneur, not solopreneur, but soulpreneursuccesscode.com.
We are going to put all of that information at the back part of the interview, Brain, so that you can connect with Anne. All right. I'm so excited to have you here. I thank you. I acknowledge you. It takes courage to step out there because there's a lot of people that aren't with it. There are people that don't understand it. There are people that are afraid of it. And then there's people that are not getting paid for it.
All of that's true.
All of that's true, but then again, on the flip side, there are people that are aware, that are woke, that are conscious, and that they are pouring into other individuals because they are sowing a seed. So thank you so much for being here on the edge. Where is my postcard so I can tell you guys where you are so that you don't forget my address? I'm right here on the edge, okay? I need you to go in, like, love, share, and subscribe. Like, love, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm trying to raise those numbers, okay? Raise that frequency. Thank you so much, and keep us abreast of what's going on. We're going to keep our eye on you, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye, brains. Have an amazing day.